This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Go Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We got Whiskey Stars and Cigars coming up tonight at Tabacon Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. So it'll be fun to see everybody out there. You guys can enjoy a sample of Aberfeldy 12-year-old single malt Scotch whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. That is tonight. It is presented by Edmore Sawgrass Automall and WQAM. Edmore Sawgrass Automall, your 2023 Dealer of the Year. Sponsored by the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. And by the injury law firm of Cohen & Judah, where a partner handles every single case. The Dolphins, of course, getting ready for the New England Patriots. This is a classic TCBDL. So we got a...
Hold on. You can combine those two?
Oh, yeah. In certain scenarios, you can combine this.
But I feel like if you take care of business, like, isn't it implied that it's a don't lose because you should be taking care of business?
No. Okay. No.
Oh, no. Okay. We've had this conversation. No,
it's TCBDL. Yeah, this is different. This is different.
Like, I get confused about TCB and must win.
Right.
Right.
Well, that's silly.
Because the results are still the same, so you just put a different label on each one.
Yeah, but this is...
Do you have to win a CCB?
TCB?
Yeah.
You should.
No. Do you have to win?
No, you don't have to.
Then what? It's not TCB then.
Yeah, it is. It's expected.
Right! That's what I'm saying. So
it's not necessary.
How's that not a must win if it's expected?
Must wins are must wins. They speak for themselves.
Is this a must win or a TCB?
It's a TCBDL. It's a fusion game.
Ah, the coveted fusion game.
Yep.
What is that?
Take care of business, but don't lose.
But not a must win.
No, not a must win.
If it's not a don't lose, it's a must win.
Next week's a must win.
If it's a don't lose, it's not a...
No.
So how can you have a don't lose if it not be a must win?
Because a must win literally has to be a must win.
Yeah. Like, and it could be against a good team.
Right.
A must win could be against anyone. You just got to win it.
Monday night against the Rams, that was a must win.
Must win.
Why?
Season would have been over.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Season would have been over.
For sure.
All right.
TCB? Don't lose.
Right.
I get it now.
You guys are idiots.
No.
Like, I'm just telling you.
I'm telling you, like, dude.
It's too confusing.
It's not confusing.
It is confusing.
It's not confusing. It's pretty easy to follow along. But I got to tell you, there's a bigger hurdle that we got to talk about. Because I really do think the Dolphins are going to win this game. All right? I think they're going to smoke them.
No, I don't. I think they're going to smoke them. Here's what New England does. Mm-hmm. Pay attention. They keep all the games close. They do. You got to be patient. You could blow them out, but as long as you don't force it, you got to be
what
patient.
What does that mean?
That means that here.
You say more confusing things than I do.
If you No. Here's what not forcing it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you go down the field like they did last week and have an 11-play, 9-minute drive, you got to be satisfied with that. You can't.
Well, they have been.
Right. So
it's a culture change.
But it's not.
The Dolphins.
It's not a culture change.
They've changed their identity.
No.
They're different.
Here's, mm-hmm. No, they didn't.
Going to win the
table. You can go into a game wanting to be a certain way,
mm-hmm.
but you have to accept the way that you can be in that game.
I don't think you're realizing it because I think you're just too lost in the sauce, but you have missed something over these past few weeks, and that is Mike McDaniel growing before our very eyes. Okay? That's the facts of it. He's grown up. He's not just a Madden player on the sidelines anymore. He's matured.
Ah.
So like I was watching the Mic'd Up yesterday.
Oh, right.
No.
Wow, was it good. And let me just say something.
Yeah.
Something about Mike McDaniel Mic'd Up.
Hey.
Different Mike McDaniel.
It's a different guy.
Never mind.
What do you mean? Never mind. Like, say what you're going to say.
No.
Why not?
Because
we're just a couple of football heads talking football.
Not. No, we're not.
Damn.
Because I don't want
all three of us
my common knowledge to get destroyed by you two buffoons.
Huh? You have common knowledge. I appreciate your knowledge.
Right. But here's the deal. You can't force it. You got to let it happen, and you got to have the ability to let it happen. Lately, they have just been letting it happen and being successful in each individual play instead of trying to get the big play and trying to get the big 50-yard. And everybody's cool with that. What?
Nothing, dude.
See?
I believe in you.
No.
No, I like your philosophy of what you're saying, I swear.
Nope, go ahead.
No, I'm not going to say what I'm going
to say. No, he's going to say, you're wrong, but...
No, it's just, no, you've stumbled upon something, and we're kind of saying the same thing.
No, we're not!
We're not, dude!
No! We're not saying
I just think that Mike McDaniel deserves more credit. You know? I feel like people are, you know... He's taking a lot of heat.
Deserved.
Here's what I would also say. Mike can deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're talking about players who have used to be on high-flying act for the last 2 years. Those are the guys that you have to convince to buy into it.
Yeah, I agree. Tyreek. But you want to know something? He did a genius thing. Let me tell you what he did. Mic'd up. Here's what he did. Because I would wonder, like, is my top...
I can always tell... See the look?
No.
Like, Marcos, look at the look.
Marcos.
And then you can't.
There's part of me that thinks.
There's part of you that
thinks. He did a genius thing during this Mic'd Up. Did you watch it, Marcos?
I've watched clips. I haven't watched full thing.
You watch it? Have you seen the Mike McDaniel Mic'd Up?
I have not.
Okay.
He's only watched the clips you just sent him.
No, I watched.
Do you not know him?
I watched all the
I'm talking about him.
Dude, I'm telling you right now.
you don't know him by now?
I don't know. Maybe he did. Maybe he.
No! He only watched what you said.
Maybe he had 8 minutes on the toilet. No, I don't know. He just decided to watch it.
What clips did you see?
That'd be a new record.
What clips did you see?
Mike McDaniel, he kissed to his head and he said, I love you, baby boy.
He didn't say that.
I think that happened.
I don't think that happened.
More or less.
Why do you call him baby boy?
He did talk about Tua.
He's the one that looks like a little baby.
You did. See, you would have liked this because you could have taken a victory lap.
Oh.
Okay? Because. He was talking about the two eye safeties.
Yeah.
You know what they didn't account for?
What's that?
Mobile.
Mobility, dude. Yep.
And so he's looking at two. He goes, elusive.
Elusive,
look at
dude.
Elusive.
Did you see him moving in the backfield, though?
Mm-hmm. Escapability.
Pretty good.
A Houdini.
Yep.
A Houdini.
You know that doesn't make him mobile, right?
No, that totally makes him
He's
mobile.
Elusive.
Yeah.
He's more elusive than mobile.
For sure. Which I like. He didn't even have 3 rushing yards, but I still was impressed.
You don't have to run 3 yards over, though, to be mobile.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Never mind.
That's what we're saying. You don't got to run 3 yards.
He's extended.
Extending plays.
Tua's become offense blue chew.
No, wouldn't that be stiffing in one spot?
No.
Okay. All right.
Possibly. Depends.
Okay. All right.
I mean,
there's no way.
Blue Chew is designed to eliminate.
Jeez.
Designed for everything.
No, but it's designed.
They even got mint flavors. No,
but it's designed.
Can I put it in my mint julep?
It is designed to eliminate
Yes, movement. The way the blood flows is like Tua in the pocket. Elusive.
Let me just say this.
No, that's not. No.
But here's the real genius thing that Mike McDaniel did, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
You want to know.
Sorry, Brittany.
You want to know the.
We apologize.
Yeah, we apologize. She's already heard me curse twice on the airline. Is this how you do in the radio? Yes.
It's him, potty mouth.
I know. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm ashamed of myself, to be honest with you. But you want to know how a good leader gets his people to think his idea was their idea.
Oh, inception.
Right? Yes.
Wow.
You want inception, not interceptions. So what he did is, you know how Tyreek's bomb plays, you know? One could mope over that, right?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Right?
Yep.
They
yep,
could.
Yep, yep.
I'm saying Tyreek his.
Yeah.
But here's what Mike. But what could understand that? But here's what he did, Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
He went over to Tyreek Hill on the sidelines, right? And he goes, he pats him on the shoulder, right? And he goes, he looks at him. He goes, this is what you talked about, baby. All right? Extending drives. He goes, great plan by you.
Whoa.
And I was like, wow.
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 Come on.
That's a leader.
Genius.
That's a leader.
That's it, dude.
He kind of said that.
He's a puppet master.
And so what the Dolphins have decided, as Leroy alluded to, is right. What the Dolphins have become.
It's the
Here's what we have to do.
Yep.
It has become win the play, not win the day. Win the play, not the day. Because if you win all the plays, you will win the day.
That's right.
That's what it has become for the Miami Dolphins.
Football.
Extended drives.
Yep.
And it was all Cheetah's idea, according to Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, genius. Genius move. He's a wizard.
I think what Leroy wants you to do, Brittany, is hit that minus one button.
Yeah, so
if you could find that.
If you press the hot keys, bottom left.
Yeah,
there.
It's the big voice.
Yeah, you should see red left corner. Somewhere it says minus one. I'll show you right now.
Minus one.
Why are you mad at me?
Brittany, keep it close.
Why are you mad at me? We're on the same page here. Would you not agree that it's win the play, not the day?
That's right. No. You got to go one and on every play.
Exactly, dude. Imagine a game that is Larry Zonka.
Whoa.
My whole life.
You know, it's the stuff that doesn't show up on the stat sheet.
My whole life just got trivialized by you two buffoons in 5 minutes.
No, that's not true, dude.
It is.
We've taken your lessons.
Yeah.
No, we agree with you. We've heeded the advice of Leroy Horde.
Yes.
You really enjoy yourself right now.
I'm not, dude. I'm not.
Marcos is.
I totally am.
He still got vacation tan.
Yeah, it's wearing off, though. You know,
it's not.
In this light, it's not as good as it is in this light. I may take Brittany and put her back over here, you know. The fans want what they want.
But we have something we got to overcome.
Yeah.
Right? We got TCBDL, which I believe they will. Smoke them.
Right. You almost used all the alphabet explaining what the Dolphins need to do.
Mm.
But they have something they got to overcome come Turkey Day.
Oh.
And that is...
What is it?
All right. Tua took care of primetime. Good for you.
Hold on.
It's true.
Wait, let's get past Sunday first.
Woo!
because you're you're playing two games
right
in 4 days.
But you always say,
so you take one at a time. You just said, wait. Let me get this straight. Mm-hmm. You just said when to play, mm-hmm. not the day.
Right.
And you jump over a whole damn game to go to Thursday?
That's them, not me. Because you want to know what you also told me? Mm. You've taught me something. And that is coaches are always a week ahead.
Oh.
And so what I'm looking at
you've
is...
You've said that.
You've told me that.
I've heard you say that.
I didn't even know that. You taught me that.
I didn't know that.
And what I've noticed is I'm looking at something. Marcos, do you see that?
Yeah, let me see. Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
In the famous words of Game of Thrones.
Ah, okay.
Winter is coming.
Winter?
And the Dolphins need to prove they can win in the cold. All right. So we're going to go win these plays and then win the day, but then we need to conquer winter.
Wow.
King of the North!
Too much.
That last one was too, not too much. Felt too much as it left my mouth. Sorry about that one.
Doesn't your tongue ever stop your voice from coming out? Just stop it.
Long tongue.
That's disgusting.
Gotta get past these cold games, though, Tua. Gotta prove
how
has
about,
to.
How about this Sunday?
Well,
let's get past this.
We're gonna take care of that business.
Sunday a home game?
Yes.
50 degrees, Tua. That's a start.
Hey. Oh, you say so.
That's a start.
You're right
there.
Hey, it's gonna be chilly tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. It'll get Tua ready. Warm up game. But a cool down game, really.
A cool down game. This is a good concept.
It doesn't work like that.
I think it does.
No, it did. He went to Maryland that one time.
No, it doesn't.
Hmm?
Let me tell you.
Cool down game.
Right? If it's below 30 degrees, there is no getting ready for it. You just, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like 50s and 40s, you can run all day. Like, it's like a track meet. You don't never get tired because the air is good. It's not a lot of humidity. It's great. It's awesome. You don't sweat. You don't oversweat. You don't dehydrate. So, like, 40, 50s weather is perfect. Once it gets below, like, 30, then you start feeling a little tingling in your fingers. If it gets below, like, 10, you can't feel your feet or your hands.
Seeing a low of 24 that night with a chance of snow.
Whoa. Now, here's the deal. If it snows, it won't get as cold.
Yeah, it's just 34 to 24. I don't know.
If it snows, because if it gets too cold, it's like sometimes too cold to snow.
Damn.
But there could already be snow on the ground.
I don't know snow science.
Then that snow freezes, and then you're playing on a damn slip.
What about the lake effect snow?
That they're not by a lake.
Yeah, heard that one time.
Yeah for me.
Hmm.
That's Cleveland. Buffalo.
Huh.
You know, the actual cities on the lake.
Let's say technically somebody wanted to play a game, Leroy.
Yes.
With you. That was winning the play and the day. Would one do that?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I think that's a Prize Picks thing. He wants you to talk about Prize Picks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or should we do that next second?
That was terrible. No, we can do it now. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. I was the guy who did fantasy football every year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Had all these teams. And then Christian McCaffrey would get hurt, and I'm done. Done for the whole year.
Dude. Every season.
I'm over that. Now I do daily fantasy sports. All the major sports, including college. I don't know why it took me so long. Now I have some action on all the major sports, professionally and collegiately. Join me on PrizePicks.com with over 10 million members and billions of dollars of awarding winnings. More importantly, I can change what players I use from day to day, and I can mix and match projections from all the sports. PrizePicks, all you have to do is pick more or less on at least two player projections for a shot to win up to 100 times your cash. Withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. When my picks hit, I can get my money in as quick as 15 minutes. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. Just use the code WQAM. You don't even have to win. You still get the bonus. New promotions come out every Tuesday, so yesterday you got one. And Prize Picks discount select player projections up to 25% to provide even more value. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Yo, crack the door. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. What's wrong, man? What's that look? Why?
It, The thing that sucks is I can't quit you, but damn.
We're just having a little fun, baby.
You make it. Oh, here we go. There's the other line. Let's have a little fun.
15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by your Southern Lexus dealers. The Lexus December to Remember sales event is why you stay on the nice list. Find yours and get offers on select models, but only for a limited time now through January 2nd. Make it a December to remember. The Miami Dolphins getting ready for the New England Patriots coming up this week. Yesterday, Jets, they fired their GM. They're in the middle of the bye. That team is going.
Hey, it's funny. You can fire all the surrounding pieces, but we all know.
We know.
That, I should be getting a whole bunch of apologies, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
I think Vlad's thinking right now. Yeah, right?
No, but no, let me tell you the list. But wait,
he's just moving on.
Let me tell you the list of people exactly. That I've gotten into it with.
Hmm?
Vlad.
Yep.
Zach Gelb.
Oh, Gelby.
Gelby's a Jet?
Yeah. He says it was gonna be the Jets are gonna contend for it. I'm like, with who?
Oof.
Right?
Prior to the season starting, I did say that.
I'm expecting an apology from him. Pretty much anybody that I talked to on before the season started, they wanted a Dolphins perspective, right? Because I said, listen, until somebody takes Buffalo off, you got to put them one.
Of course.
I said, then.
I mean, Buffalo's got to look like the AFC favorite right now.
Right. And then and then the Dolphins.
Very annoying.
I say, then I go to Jets and then the Patriots because they're rebuilding. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Jets ended up last. And they go, are you gonna? How could you? Everywhere I called, I want apologies now.
Now?
Now.
All right.
Call in right now if you're listening.
Zach Gelbon?
Yeah, I'll call Gelbon. No.
Here, you know what?
You're put him on speaker.
No.
Put him on speaker.
No, I'm not putting him on speaker. I'm a text.
Come on. Say, Gelb, I want an apology right now.
Now.
Let me see. What would you say? Bills are right now clear favorite in the AFC.
Huh?
After they won.
Yeah. Well,
they got to be.
Yes. And you know what's weird?
Clear favorite?
There's two coaches they have been having questions about for the last 2 years.
Hmm?
Right? Mike Tomlin. And the coach in Buffalo, McDermott.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he can't do this again. Listen,
I hate Buffalo,
shut up.
Whoa.
Shut up. Your coach is good. Like, there's only one team that's happy. The other 31 teams are complaining their coach or somebody's not good enough. Get over it. You just happen to play in the same conference as one of the best to ever do it. It's happened before. What about all the quarterbacks that had to go against Tom Brady? What about all the quarterbacks that had to go against Dallas? It happens. No need to fire everybody. You're not going to get better.
Is anybody in the South good? Do you still believe in the Texans?
They're hurt, coming up. But here's the problem. They're hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That is if they can get healthy, because they just got Nico Collins back, and they put up a 30 burger, right? But they also missing their rush-in.
He's coming back this weekend.
He's coming back this weekend. So now you got your defense. You got your defense getting back together. You got your offense getting back together. So let's see in a couple of weeks if they start, you know, running over people, then you can say, okay, they weathered the storm of those injuries.
What about your boy running everybody over?
Who?
Harbaugh.
Wow. I tell you what. He's played the same style of football wherever he's gone, and it's working. That's how a team gets physical overnight.
J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah.
Oof.
So
what a comeback that guy's had.
I mean, has he literally injured everything in
every
his leg?
Year? Like, every year.
Everything?
Those are
every
new year. Legs.
I like, he came back. He got hurt his rookie year after he started off really good. Came back, hurt a leg again. It's crazy.
Only Jim Harbaugh would have a leading receiver, Ladd McConkey.
Isn't he related to, was it Phil?
Phil McConkey? I don't know.
The wide receiver. Wasn't it a wide receiver that played for the Giants?
Not related.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Phil McConkley, right?
Yes, he played receiver returner at Navy, and he tied the school with 13 touchdown catches, and he also played for the Giants in the Super Bowl.
There you go.
Did Sal says Marcos is J.K. Froggins.
It's a point for Twitch.
Hit that point there, Brittany.
Point for Twitcher.
Well said. Pretty good. When you're good, you're good.
But yeah, man. I don't know. This is shaping up.
We're going to run the table, dude. We're going to be right where we need to be end of the season.
I don't know.
Colts have a very easy schedule, though. That is something I'm scared about.
At the end. Yeah, they do.
Super easy to end the...
Honestly, the majority of it is easy, but those last three games against those teams are jokes.
Yeah, for sure.
So, Tennessee, New York Giants...
Yeah,
and we're going to be rooting for Tommy Cutlets at the end of the season.
Yeah, and on Thanksgiving
and Mac Jones.
Oh God!
Oh my goodness! Waiting for my "you were right" text on Rodgers. It's not.
You're not getting that text.
No, I'm not getting.
You're not getting that.
I'm
text.
I'm not getting that text.
Okay. But that being said, listen, Dolphins, don't lose because then we're right there with the Jets. All right, I want to keep laughing at them.
No, so I'm still confused.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't a don't lose a must win?
You're adorable.
Let me add. So I'm all about results.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm all about results. The end result is going to be the same, mm-hmm. regardless of what phrase you use, correct? So why aren't they the same?
Okay.
If don't lose equals win, and must win equals win,
right?
Why doesn't and don't lose and must win. Must win?
Because not all wins are equal. You know, look.
Why don't
the one thing
goes,
is
it goes see, one and
let me just say something. Just at first, you know, I listen to you on your football things, and I would appreciate it if I didn't have to explain this now for like the fifth time. But I'll do it again. I'll do it again. Okay, a don't lose is simply a team you're going in there against
that you're better than.
That you are better than, and don't lose, dude. Don't lose that.
So it's
game.
Like the Georgia Tech last year.
Yes. Yeah, that's more of a don't lose situation.
Georgia Tech's better this year. So I'm saying last year where, yeah.
Don't lose. It was the Canes this year, the don't lose was FSU. Don't lose to FSU.
Oh, they're terrible.
Don't lose to FSU. Okay? This week for the Canes
right.
is a must win.
Okay.
It's a must win.
Yeah.
Stakes. You want to be contending. You want to keep it going. Must win. All right?
Okay.
Do you understand the delineation there now? You get it? You get it. He gets it.
Wait.
Yeah, I gotta check that. Let me look that up.
What did you try to choose?
Delineation? I think I said that right.
No, that was good, right? Delineation, the action of describing or portraying something precisely.
Exactly.
All right. He's clear. He's clear.
He's too scared reading that to correct me.
No, he goes, haha, you were. And I'm waiting for the you were right on the Dolphins text, too.
Tyler, we're still alive, baby. We're still alive.
Still alive.
Take a break. Mix things up coming up next.
It's going down. I'm yelling timber. You better move.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's mix it on up, huh? Let's get to it. The mixed bag here on the show.
Mix it on up.
What do you got for us today, Froggy? What's in the mixed bag, eh?
Well, today we will start things off with a little bit of prime time.
Ah, prime time.
A lot of rumors have been going on about the future of Deion Sanders in Colorado, especially with his sons outgrowing college football in general. What's the next move for Deion Sanders? Well, he says the kickstand is down. This is what prime time had to say.
I'm happy where I am, man. I'm good. I got a kickstand down. You know what a kickstand is? A lot of people don't in there and not of age don't know what a kickstand is. That means I'm resting. I'm good. I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm enthusiastic about where I am. I love it here. I truly do. Next question.
Counterpoint. One of the beauties of the kickstand is you can kick it on up, dude, and you can go to a new place. So, yeah, you're resting now with the kickstand. Man, one of the funniest things.
Here's the part that makes you know that when they go, next question.
Yep.
Like, they trying to get out of this.
Moving on.
That's right.
Yeah, I think I heard Nick Saban say that a couple times. We all know.
But here's the deal. You understand what the deal was with Nick Saban coming here.
Right. He was a cap.
No.
No guts.
Listen.
Hmm?
He had a deal. If he didn't like it, he could leave.
Hmm. Why didn't he like it?
I don't. That's not the point. The point is that.
Is it not the point?
It was part of his deal. That if he wasn't happy, he
had
could
a rats
leave.
Off a ship clause?
Yeah.
Fraidy cat.
Pansy.
Wow.
Too much. I'm sorry. You said fraidy cat.
I think there's certain coaches that work well in college and certain coaches that work well in the NFL. And you find a handful of guys that can work in both. Jim Harbaugh, you follow his career. He's had success everywhere he's gone. There's never been a spot where he didn't have some success.
Yeah.
But you look at a lot of guys, and all of their success has been in college.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Saban. You look at somebody like Mack Brown, Steve Spurrier. Remember his thing at Washington?
Yep. Didn't work out so good. Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer's probably Urban Meyer's got to be the biggest college success.
He was a pro failure.
What happened to that guy?
He is the Ryan Leaf of coaching.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I knew that wasn't going to work, though.
I mean, like, you really don't.
No, I did.
Okay. Who else can I think? Now, here's what I would say. I get a feeling that players who go back and forth tend to have more success.
Former players?
Not just total only guys that have been coaches.
Mm.
Right?
Gotcha.
Now, that is a little off with...
You know who else? Butch. Oof.
Right. Like, it's a weird dynamic because keep in mind that you go from a situation where the kids listen to you regardless because, you know, respect and all that. Then you go to a situation where half the team makes more than you.
Yep.
It's a different dynamic.
Sure.
So, yeah.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
We were talking about college football earlier as the seeding has been released. Lane Kiffin, though, had an interesting opinion. I wanted your guys' opinion. Your opinion on his opinion about conference championship games. Lane Kiffin says that they aren't worth it to coaches. This is what the coach had to say.
I've talked to other coaches, so I'll just kind of give you the feeling from some other coaches that they don't want to be in it. You know, the reward to get a bye versus the risk to get knocked out completely, that's a really big risk just to get a bye. So I think it's ended up being a very unique situation of all postseason sports, the way that system's set up there and how you could go to that and get knocked out. And if you don't go, you're in.
True. But... Here's the thing. There's only been one time where both teams have made the playoff. Think about this. Was it last year? Georgia and Alabama. Georgia made the playoff and wasn't in the championship game. So they got to sit back and watch Alabama risk it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is when you look at that situation right there. It would suck if Alabama didn't make it, lose a championship. They had to play one more game, and Georgia did, because Alabama beat Georgia last year. So, yeah, I can see why coaches say, why am I risking everything to possibly not being what the ultimate goal is?
Everything good, Marcos?
Yeah. Oh, you know, got to make sure everything's right for Stars and Cigars tonight. Make sure the board is set appropriately. So, of course, call now, you know.
Call now!
Yeah. You know when they're not going to call.
You know. Well, I got to
Hawk and Crowder.
Well, they're doing the show live. Huh? They're there. That's what they're showing.
Somebody will still be here.
Tabacón.
Tabacón.
That's right. That's not too far from, not as close as the other place, but it's right off of University.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Nice. Closer to me.
Yeah. Real close to you. It's closer to you than it is to me.
I'll pick you up.
That's a go. by the way, do you know the difference between come and get and pick you up?
No, actually.
Okay. Pick you up.
Pick you up
means I am deviating from my path.
Yes.
To go and get you.
Oh, okay.
Scooping you up on the way.
Yep.
Means that I'm heading down University and you live right off University.
All right, so Uber to University. I was trying to make it better for you.
Wait, I don't need no ride. Wait,
pick you up on the way, man.
I gotta look at the door and hope you make it for 10. I'm not gonna be on the corner.
Oh, you were late today, dude.
I was late.
What? You were totally late.
I was on site.
Heard.
On
site. What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
I have more drama and pain in New York.
Ah,
this time. The big blue.
Blue Chew?
Close. Oh. The Giants. Brian Daboll explained.
He's gonna get fired.
Oh, he's a bit.
You think he's going to get fired?
Oh,
yes. Dude.
They stuck him with Daniel Jones.
Yeah, part of the thing was you're going to fix Daniel Jones.
Yep.
Yeah, some like.
You know what the problem is? He fixed him too much the first year, and then they got tricked into paying him.
Instead of Saquon. That whoever did that, that's the guy that should be fired.
Oh, he's getting fired. That GM's getting fired. But I think they're
especially when the owner came into the meeting with the.
I think they're a package deal. Like, weren't they? They were both in Buffalo together. So,
yep.
Hey, isn't that the most amazing thing that we have on video?
It's tough.
Hey, it would be kind of hard to see Saquon going to another.
I wish on video we had this Jets meeting with Woody Johnson.
Oh, that would have been a good thing to have on video.
What's up with Hard Knocks? Come on, what are you doing? You missed an opportunity.
Hard Knocks really should just be like, we're always going to do
this. I bet you the reason why they came out is because Hard Knocks has the footage.
No, I think Hard Knocks is, they're the North this year, right? When does that start? In season?
No, but I'm saying, soon. That was this offseason I'm talking about. No, it was fourth game, so they didn't have the Jets.
They had the Bears. The offseason was the Giants.
Okay.
Yep. Which was really good. I think that was one of my favorite Hard Knocks.
It's
a fascinating thing.
I mean, just because they're so dumb.
You'd be amazed at how busy it is.
It was cool. Like,
from the end of the season to free agency to the draft.
But they had all the rookie QBs in. They did the interview process. It was really cool. Like, I thought it was one of the more insightful Hard Knocks. You know, because, like, the Bears was cool, but it's like, all right, this is cool after two episodes.
Can I tell you that for a 21-year-old, it's rough.
When you go to the interview?
Because they're trying to, like, they'll ask you just crazy questions. Not crazy, like, I didn't get those kind of crazy questions, but I got questions like, okay, what are you going to do if you're a Kansas City Chief? Like, just random, like how...
Would you rather be a hippopotamus or an armadillo?
It's like,
what?
Just out of...
Hippo, for sure.
A lot of it is how you handle yourself, how you, you know, and I guess this is why I'm not a Chief, because I said, I mean, aren't you the coach?
Not the best answer.
It's kind of but it's true.
In a job interview.
Guy just goes down on his clipboard. He goes, sass.
No. If my job description is running back, you have 3 years of film watching me play running back, and then you ask me a question, what are you going to do for us?
Run the ball, sir. That's
right. Like, doesn't that seem like... It seems like that would be sass.
But all jobs do that. You get a job and they're like, why do you want this job? And you can't just be like, because I need money, idiot. Why do you think I'm here?
No, but why do you... No, see, why you need this job is totally different than a team that spent 2 years scouting you.
Yeah.
Then one of the first questions is, what are you going to do for us?
Yeah, that's it. And that's when Leroy knew he wouldn't be a Chief.
No, it wasn't that.
Sorry, the Chiefs weren't very good back then.
They're like, Robert Smith would never give this kind of sass.
Oh, my God. But you know what?
Give him 2 hours on F1.
Think about this. Part of that sass is what made me the running back I was, right? Like, if I was in there with my leg crossed and me sitting there doing Sudoku, that, you know any headbangers that go into that situation like that?
No.
No, running backs are...
Ricky Williams.
Defiant, abrasive. That's what we do.
Ricky Williams, the only guy I know that could potentially do hot yoga before a game.
And he also wore a face shield for half of his career because he didn't want to confront people.
Now all he does is confront people.
Friend of the show.
Anything else in the mix bag, Marcos?
No, sir.
All right, we'll take a break. LeBron James.
LeBron James. LeBron, what are you going to... I know you're going to... See, what are we doing with LeBron this hour? No, I'm saying, because you normally take this opportunity to trash him and say, I'm not
I don't trash LeBron James. Mm. I don't trash LeBron James. I have a lot of respect for LeBron James.
You ain't got to lie, Craig.
I have a lot of respect for LeBron James.
No, you...
I do.
Hey, see...
I just tell the whole story like it is. That's all.
Oh, okay. That's what it is.
Really? Yeah. Wait. You don't think it's an insult to say Calais Campbell is the LeBron James of football?
I don't think it is an insult. And by the way, Jonnu Smith took my exact take and brought it national. So I don't think it's
nobody
an insult.
Nobody
That's right.
Wait, nobody knew where Jonnu Smith was playing before last week.
I don't care, dude. He went on Rat McAfee and said it.
He goes, that's crazier than Aaron Rodgers theories. Punting.
He always wants to talk about punting.
Because he's a punter. He was a punter. He's a thick punter now. He ain't punting much now.
We'll take a break. LeBron James. Kind of sticking it to the Miami Heat, though. Back after this.